Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Welcome, Lonara Program from Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development. Stop with Temulo Studio today, me, Pauline Fakaya. To parents, guidance, and students, whenever you're listening from, this is a very important program to support our children who are not in school right now during this state of emergency. We, from the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, have created homeschool learning activities as part of the learner's continuity plan. You are advised to sit with your child if he or she is in year 1, year 2, and year 3 class so that you can support your child during this English language program. If you are the concerned child listening right now, please sit close to the radio with your pencil and paper and listen very carefully. Our first lesson for today is sequence of events. Now, before we begin, I will ask you a few questions. Do you like eating cooked rice? Yes or no? If yes, have you seen your mother or father or big sister or auntie or grandmother preparing a pot of rice to cook over the fire? If so, you know you have to follow the right steps in a proper order from start to finish. When reading, you need to follow a certain order as well. The events of a story from first to last is called sequence of events. Like when you read a story or text, things are happening in order to make meaning or making sense of all the happenings. Example, cooking a pot of rice, you have to follow certain steps before the pot of rice is cooked. The sequence of events helps readers retell the most important parts of the story in order. Let's take a look at some words that helps indicate order of events and point out when something happens. Here are four words we are going to start with. Four time order words. First, next, then, and finally. These words are important in helping readers decide when an event happened. When reading a story, you can look for these time order words to outline out when events occurred in relationship. Connect this activity's event in order to each other. So let's practice by finding the time order words in this short text. As you listen to this text, be sure to listen for time order words. When I read the text, I want you to identify and write down the time order words used in the text I'm going to read. So sequence of events are events that come one after another in a particular order. So sequence of events are happenings that are happening in a story that make meaning or make sense to you or to me. Example, I gave today is about cooking a pot of rice. Before you put the pot of rice on the fire, you have to follow some certain order or certain steps before the pot of rice is put on fire. So let's practice by finding the time order words in a sequence of events. Now, you learn in school that you must always wash your hands before you eat your food. So this text title is about hand washing. Now, I want you to listen very carefully while I read the text. First, wet your hands with water. Next, rub hands with soap. Then, rinse your hands with water. Finally, rub your hands with a clean towel. Now, I'm going to read the text again. First, wet your hands with water. Next, rub hands with soap. Then, rinse your hands with water. Finally, rub your hands with a clean towel. Now, children, before I read the text, I told you to write down the time or the words that you have heard from the text I have just read now. I know that you have written all the time or the words you have heard in your paper. But if you don't know how to spell the word, just write the first letter sound of the word you heard. For example, if you hear the word, the first time or the word is first, then you only write the first letter sound of the word first. So the first letter sound is F. F. Just write the first initial sounds. You don't have to write the whole word if you don't know how to spell it. Now, during our activity for today, I want you to draw pictures against each of the time or the words that you have heard from the text. Draw what it tells you in the text that happens first, next, then, and finally. I repeat, the activity for today, I want you to draw pictures against each of the time or the words that you have heard from the text. Draw what it tells you in the text that happens first, next, then, and finally. So this activity is refer back to the text, hand washing. Now, children, draw your pictures beside the time or the words. Now, children, I hope you have learned today that sequence of events tells us that things happen in order from first to last. So when you write a story, you have to think of what did you do first. Example, when you park your bike before you go to school, what did you do first? Or what did you do next? And then, and finally, before you carry your bike and go to school. If I were a little kid, first, I would put my books in my bag. Then, my pencils. Next, my erasers. Finally, my lunchbox. So this is an example of sequence of events. What did you do first? And what did you do last? So in our next lesson, we will continue on with another sequence of events. And I would like you to draw what you did when you wake up in the morning before going to school. Again, I would like you to draw what you did when you wake up in the morning before going to school. What did you do first? What's next? Then, and finally. Patama bento gwa inene mambo oro ulo na bulongu tingane o limagu hoi gwalol marisa putu atene raka jizasta lalan yo pawanuan piera Tura pa maliogo, hoy puta tino
be to gwa inene piera ka jesus talala ne opavanua kagugu raraka patava be to gwa inene mambo ro ulo na bulogu tinganyo limagu hoy galos barisa putu atenya raka jesus talala ne opavanua piera
all the good parents and guidance and Oketa student, whenever you fall sit down this time or anywhere you fall stop and you fall listen come, this one have one fall important program for helping Oketa pikinini blow you me where Oketa no stop or Oketa no school this time during the state of emergency. Me fala lo Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development. Me fala wakem now oketa homeschool learning waka as part lo learners continuity planner for help and supporting oketa pikinini bloyumi. Me like him you fala parents and oketa where you fala look after oketa pikinini. Me like him for you fala sit down with them oketa pikinini where oketa lo class 1, class 2 and class 3 and you fala help him oketa lo this fella 30 minutes English language program, yeah. So if you begin anywhere, me just tell him come you lo class 1, 2, or 3, please me like him you sit and call up lo radio, wait him pencil and paper, and me like him you listen very carefully. First lesson blue you me for today, him sequence of events. Before you may start, or the beginning, by me ask him you two fella questions. How? You serve like if kakaim cooked rice too or tani rice? If yes, or no more. If yes, or save you look him mommy blow you, or daddy blow you, or big sister blow you, or auntie blow you, or even grandmother blow you. Time okata ready for cooking rice and okata put him go lo fire, yeah? What now you look him? If you look good, Oketa must follow some fella steps here, or some fella way, Oketa prepare him that fella rice before Oketa put him na on top of fire. And Oketa steps here, Oketa way Oketa follow me, him always start lo first, go kasem na lo last, or finish. Him same, or same two time you read him any book. You must follow him too, yeah, Oketa steps here, or same na how you cook him rice here. You lo open him book no more. Starting blame you read, you lo end lo page ya now. No more, yeah. You must always look him that, oketa story, or oketa happenings inside lo book, lo reading book, him always start lo first, and him go kas him last. And oketa things, yeah, where him happen inside lo reading book, or this fella process where him be follow for cooking na, rice, yeah, before him tane and him kai kai, yeah. Oketa call him na sequence of events. Him na topic blame me for today. So, you will do one for like example, or say, what na sequence of events? So, by me example, go na lo pot of rice here. First, something by you doing, you take him na how many cups of rice and you put him inside lo pot.
maybe 1 or 2 cups. Next, you wash in good na rice here. Then, you put in water inside the rice and you mark him now. Finally, you put him rice here on top of the fire for him cook now. Okay, the steps when we talk about how to cook him rice here, him na sequence of events here, where you may try for explain him here. So me like him for Imi look lo some fala words where by him help him Yumi. For Yumi look save that oh him na how sequence of events yeah. Him look time he read him the story. Okay the words yeah. Okay the save point him out na inside lo story that something him happen yeah. And time him happen yeah him osem okay the garem na relationship. Osem him link na lo each other. And over the words, yeah, he mean him that time you look at him, mean him that first something happened, him come lo next something, and then him happen next. Him osem na osem, okay, ta come one another inside lo particular order. So let's look at these words. If you look now at the words where him talk about. Staka words, yeah, but by some fala no more, you start off with them today. So okay, the words, yeah, lo here. First, next, then, and finally, okay, the words yeah, important to us for help him. Now you me where you me web read yeah, for you me save that oh something awesome now him happen inside the story. Yeah. So time you read, you must look now for okay the words where me just read it come out yeah, and okay the words yeah, him help him you me, for you me save lo okay the. Things when happen is that the story, the order. So what now happen first, what now happen next, what now happen more, and then what the last something that them happen inside the story. Or even all the things where you do, you have to put them in order. Thing blow you, or how you tell them, or how you write them down inside the book, blow story, blow, you have to put them in order. So me like him for me practice. Lo one for a short text, by me read him come for you. Time me read him this for a short text, me like him na, you find him out na, okay the time or the words yeah, where okay the so maybe that sequence of events na that one inside the small text yeah. So me like him for you listen very carefully, time me read him na this fella short text. Time you listen, me like him na, you write him down na okay the time or the words okay the words where me just read him finish yeah. Him na first. Next, then, and finally, me like him, you write him down, no follow on paper blue. You don't write him across the paper, you write him down. First word here, next word, yeah, another word, or same. Write him down. Okay, me savvy that inside the school, you follow learn and finish how for wash him hands blue, you follow, yeah? Or you must always wash him hands blue before you kai. Him not even learn and finish the school. So, this for a small text whereby me read him. Him about hand washing. So at the beginning, me like him, you fella listen very carefully. Time me read him that this fella text. Okay, we start read. First, wet your hands with water. Next, rub hands with soap. Then, rinse your hands with water. Finally, rub your hands with a clean towel. Okay, by me reading back story, yeah, again. Listen very carefully. First, wet your hands with water. Next, rub hands with soap. Then, rinse your hands with water. Finally, rub your hands with a clean towel. Okay, before me read him story, yeah, me tell him for you listen carefully. Time me read him this for a short text, and you write him down na okay the word. Yeah. So me save you must write him finish okay the word. Yeah, where you hear him na inside the text. Yeah, time me read. But if you no save how for spelling na or the word, yeah, you no worry. You write him no more. First letter sound, the word you hear him, yeah. For example, time you hear him word first, yeah, you no need for spell him na full letter word if you no savvy. You write in no first letter sound you hear him na lo word ya, or same first. So first sound you hear him na f f. Him no you write him down inside lo paper blow you. Now, it become lo activity for today. Miss Savi, you listen finish the text, yeah? You read and finish all the time, all the words where you hear them from this for a short text where me read him. Now, what me like him for you doing this time? Me like him for you draw pictures against him, not all the words you write him, or letter sound you write him, yeah? Example, now you hear him, now this for a short text, yeah? Him say, first, wet your hands with water. So what about you draw? Lo this fella first word you write there. You draw the picture blow someone him wash him hand him with them water. And you go lo next. What the person him doing inside lo text here, you draw. Then you draw picture blame too. And finally, him na activity blow you, me like him for you doing this time. So okay that beginning, me like him, you start draw this time now. Before we come to the next part of the lesson, blow you me. Now, children, we hope that what you learned today about sequence of events him helping you and helping me for me save, look save, and tell him things where him save happen from order, from first to last. Okay, so time me read the book or anything me doing in the house where you me doing from next step, go to next step. Him no awesome cooking rice no more. How na cooking potato? Or how the time you ready for go school? What na you doing first time go? You just go to school. Okay, the things where you doing? Yeah, him follow him na order, yeah? Before you go kasem na lo end part play him. So, this for a lesson sequence of events, yeah? Him help him you me for you me say think, law, order. What na you me say doing first, next, and then last. So, in our next lesson, by you may continue for doing sequence of events, and by me like him you, before me leave, me like him you, for you think about and you dream what now you save doing, time you wake up lo morning, before you go to school, what now you save doing? Time you wake up lo morning, what now next something you doing, then nara something, what now? Then you just go to school. Him na me like him for you do him. This fella activity for before me come back lo next lesson blow you me. So him na only time you wake up lo morning. Oh what na you save do him? Time you ready for brushing teeth blow you. What na you doing first? What's next? Then and finally. So okay the beginning. Him no more short lesson blow you me for today. Program him and lo here. From me, Pauline. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.